Today we're going to talk about your Boone County Fair for 2023. Ashley Fitzgerald joins us today. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me. We're so excited for the fair next week, and we hope everyone's getting ready to celebrate with us for our 100-year centennial celebration.
Okay, we'll point out that's at this location.
That's right. I have had a couple people stop by my office, and I do have some old posters hanging up that indicate the fair, Boone County Fair has been taking place since prior to 100 years ago, which it has in different locations. At one point, it was over in Ogden and different places within Boone. But we were saying this is our 100-year celebration of being the fair as we are currently. Yeah. So we're really excited to celebrate that.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Just
think of everything that's happened. Okay, well, I'll think of everything that's happened since I was around for a lot of them. So I've been a lot of other people, but yeah, still fun, still Freegate Fair, still great location. And now with all the parking lot has been redone.
Yes, we got that completely redone earlier this summer, spring. We're really excited about that. We had some great grants and some support from the county in order to completely repave the parking lot out there, which was much needed. So it's really nice, really smooth. It's going to be great.
All right, so people will say, all right, now we had the big rainfall and everything else. How grounds hold up? Everything okay? How's the horse arena? How is everything going? I mean, pretty good?
Everything seems to be going pretty good. Of course, it wouldn't be the fairs if we didn't have last-minute projects going on trying to finish up. Oh, we're going to build this, do this, whatever.
That's your fair board, though.
I know. Those guys want to just make everything as best as they can, which I greatly appreciate it. I keep telling them, though, they're giving me so much anxiety, wait until the last minute to try and get some of these projects done. But they're farmers, too, so they're all busy, or they have other jobs, too. They're all volunteers, so it's just a matter of time getting it all in.
All right. Well, let's talk about our 23 Boone County Fair. And we got you got some new things. And let's go first of all with the grandstand, because I know we've got some grandstand tickets that we've got permission to give away. What are we giving them away for? We're doing it for the Monster Truck Show, the Tractor Pull Mud Race. Monster Truck Show? What's this?
Yes. So new this year, for our centennial celebration, we wanted to bring in some new exciting entertainment. And one of those is the Monster Truck Show. We're extremely excited to have these monster trucks come out here to the fair. We know they're a big draw for families, little kids, and adults all alike. So that's going to be our Thursday night show to kick off the fair. Tickets are still available online. Of course, you can try and win them here at KWBG. But if you're not one of the lucky ones that does win them, you can purchase them in advance. They are discounted in advance if you purchase them on our website. Otherwise, they are available day of show.
Okay, so before we talk about all the others here, let's talk on tickets, because you have, in the past, we had what we called a mega package. You have a special this year, a centennial package.
Yes, so we've kind of replaced our mega ticket pack with a centennial ticket pack. It's $100 to celebrate the 100 years of the Boone County Fair. It's over a $236 value, so it's a really great value. You're going to get two adult tickets and two kids tickets to that Monster Truck Show, and then four adult and four kids tickets to either the Tractor Pull or the Mud Race. You can choose. Mm-hmm. Four carnival wristbands are included in that as well. And then everyone who purchases one of these centennial ticket packs is going to get their name put in a drawing. And the first day of the fair, we're going to draw that name out. And that winner will receive $100 in fair food vouchers. So,
whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's a really, really great deal. That centennial ticket packet is only available until the fair actually opens. So you got to get it basically until next Wednesday is the last day.
Until Wednesday.
Yep, and you can purchase that online on our website. Okay. Or if you're not comfortable doing that, you can always stop by the fair office and we'll get that ticket pack printed out for you.
Because we have a lot of traffic in and out right now.
Oh yeah, it's a busy, busy place, that's for sure.
So again, there's a deadline for that, and that's going to be the big one. I mean, get that and get the food vouchers.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have so many great food vendors coming this year, so we're excited. You want to try them all. So, yeah, try and win that pack. Yeah.
Back to the grandstand. Tractor, truck pull. Western Pullers coming in. I mean, you've had them for several years now, and they put on a pretty good show.
They do, yep, and we're always happy to work with them. A lot of Western Iowa guys coming over with their with their tractors, mm-hmm. trucks for that show. So we're excited to bring those guys back on Saturday night. I'll flip back to Friday. So actually Friday, we're going to call Free Fair Friday in the grandstand. We're having garden tractor pulls.
Oh, okay.
So that's exciting. And that's just going to be a free show. A lot of fun on Friday night there.
Okay.
And then, of course, we're going to finish up the grandstand on Sunday with lots and lots of mud for the mud races.
Mr. Lynch in charge.
Absolutely.
He has fun in the mud.
Absolutely. And so does everybody else. If you've never been out to the mud races, definitely come on out. It's so much fun.
We get, it's kind of just, we get some of those guys that have run in the past and have been here that come from a ways to participate, but we keep running it the same way every year. It's just got to get it as muddy as you can out there. So
absolutely,
that's good. So a lot of the grandstand things there too. But while all of this is going on, I can always hear it in the background. We have free concerts. And people, I mean, you've got some really good talent lined up for the free concerts this year. You always do. You always get them. People tend to forget. It's free. It's up on the good stage.
I know. I always try and remind people. And it's funny because I've had some interest on Facebook and some people message me and they're like, well, how much is it to get into your fair and how much is it to go to this concert? And I said, free and free. And they said, no, I want to be able to get into the fairgrounds and then I want to be able to watch that concert. And I said, yes, free and free. It is free to get into our fair and all of these concerts are free, which is really awesome deal. So this year for our free concerts on the Leonard Good stage, reminder, we do have that beer garden there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to just get out, hang out, enjoy a cold beverage with your friends and listen to some great music. Thursday night is Jake Dowdy and the Swin Songs. You know, local favorite. Everybody around here seems to know them, have heard them, heard about them. So come on out and support, you know, that local group. Friday night, we are getting a Tom Petty tribute band, Good to Be King. They've actually are going to be playing on one of the bigger free stages at the Iowa State Fair in August. So definitely come and see them here first. They obviously have a great following. They have some great rapport within the community, and so we're excited to bring them back. And then, of course, opening for them is going to be Burning Sensations. They always draw a great crowd in Boone. Everybody loves them. They just do a great variety for us, and everyone has fun when Burning Sensations is out here. So
always a good fun time.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, we are extremely excited. We worked really hard. We've actually been saving money for several years to bring some exciting new entertainment to the fair for our centennial. And one of those new things is going to be one of the free concerts this year. And that Saturday night, Kanan Smith with opener Casey Musicman. If you've never heard of Kanan Smith before, he's had some great songs on country radio, some Billboard hits. So we're really excited to have Kanan Smith come. Love You Like That is one of his hit songs. And he actually just put out a new, or is planning on getting a new album put out here soon. So we're really excited for new music from him and for hearing what he's got to play for us on Saturday night.
And Casey's got his following. He's always, again, local, who's done very well.
Yes, absolutely. So. Yep, Casey's an Iowa boy from Northwest Iowa. We've had him before at the fair, and he always draws such a great crowd. And Casey and Kanan have actually played together at some different shows, and everyone says that they are just a great, you know, they just pair so well together. They're just a dynamic kind of a show, and they just really get the crowd going. So we're really excited for some high-energy country music on Saturday night.
So that's one of the challenges, because people would always say, we remember some of the country acts back several years ago, at least the fair board at that time, that was their priority. And that's what they did at the grandstand, and they really focused on the country entertainers. Very difficult to get them for the kind, I mean, you know, over, they were lucky because they spent a lot of time at it and they were able to contract them before or as they were rising up on the charts. And so, you know, people think back to Garth Brooks and stuff like that.
Absolutely. But it's a different world now.
It is a lot different.
There is so many more people trying to break into the industry and so many different avenues. So it's really hard for, I mean, whereas maybe back then you may have had a pool of 20 potentials to, you know, dig out of. Now we're looking at a pool of 2,000 and it's like the chances of us luckily picking the one that's going to hit it big before the fair is it's a hard nut to crack. But, you know, at the same time, all of these people in their own right are extremely talented and have a lot of passion for what they do, and just are wanting to come to our fairs and put on a great show for our audiences.
So people need to remember, yes, even though they're coming here and the concerts are free, they're not free for the fair board. I mean, you pay for your talent.
Absolutely. In, so. Yes. Yes. It's always an expense, but we're lucky that we have great support from a lot of sponsors in Boone County, and we are grateful for their support so we can put on some of these great free entertainment shows for you guys.
So gates open on Thursday. Let's kind of run through, just highlight some of the things. First of all, free parking, people. How many times can we tell you? Free parking, free gate. Basically, unless you're going to go to the food court area or get a wristband or go get a cotton candy or funnel cake or whatever, that's going to probably cost you, unless you win the $100 worth of food. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
But Scott Amusement's back once again, and I know they have a great time. And they've got some new rides. They've been taking around and getting up and running, and so they're looking forward to being back, I'm sure.
Yes, and we always love to have them. I mean, they are Boone County owned and operated, and so we always appreciate having them. They love to be here, kind of in their own home county, and we love having them. And it's so fun because a lot of the kids that are working for them are their kids, you know, that grew up in Boone County 4-H. You know, yeah. They showed livestock in Boone County. They were the Boone County Fair Queen. They did that stuff in Boone County, and now they're here working and putting on a great carnival for us. So we love that. Remember, you can get individual carnival wristbands for a discounted price. They're only $10. You can get them on our website, or you can stop at my office and I can get you one. They're only $10 right now, and that'll get you unlimited rides for wristband during one of the wristbands times, whichever you choose. Otherwise, those wristbands, I believe, go up to $20 during fair. So you're literally getting a 50% discount on those. Those are a definite buy ahead.
Okay. So then we've got, obviously, 4-H, all the 4-H shows and everything will be going on. But really, we get started on Thursday. Things will be opening up, and we've got the fair parade.
Yes, fair parade. It does start at 5:00 this year. Normally, we've been starting at 5:30. We have so much going on, which is a good problem. We have so much going on. We had to kind of tweak our schedule slightly. So make note that the fair parade starts at 5:00 this year. That's a half hour earlier than normal. But it starts at the high school, takes 8th Street all the way over to under the viaduct, and then ends up right there at the fairground. So make sure you go and you watch. We always have, you know, different 4-H clubs and FFA groups with floats. We have, of course, all of our queens and queen candidates and that sort of stuff. So it's always a good time, and they have always got plenty of candy to throw for kids.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the coronation that'll be going on. So we have candidates for Fair Queen.
Yes, we've got 6 candidates for Fair Queen this year and a whole slew of kids running for Little Miss and Mister. And those coronations will be Thursday night at 6:00 on the Leonard Good stage. And then immediately following that coronation, we actually have a free ventriloquist show. It's a comedy ventriloquist act we're really excited to have. He's actually going to be putting on several free shows throughout the fair. Check out one of those fair schedules to make sure you don't miss one. But his first one will be after the coronation on Thursday night.
Okay, so again, they're going to be out there. You know, people, you can come and go as you please because it is free. But if you miss something, you know, there's a possibility, like on the free ventriloquist, you can probably catch another show later.
Absolutely.
If you got multiple places to be, that's the hard part. We get a lot of different things that are going on at different places. So, Friday, we got a full list of activities. Anything special showing up on any of these? I mean, outside of the things we've already mentioned, the concerts, the grandstand things.
Yeah, Friday night. So mutton busting used to be Thursday night. We actually moved it to Friday. So take note of that. We'd still have room as well if your kids are interested in doing mutton busting. I just checked the sign up and we have rooms for a few more kiddos. So if you're interested, just hop onto our website, get your kids signed up right there. It's free to participate, and every kid that does it gets a free carnival wristband. And it's a great show. If you don't know any kids that you want to have participate, just come out to the show ring, watch that Friday, 7:00. So much fun. And remember, also on Friday night, we're doing that free Friday in the grandstand. It's the garden tractor pulls as well.
So tell me where this came from.
Yeah, yeah, we were definitely looking for a different show to put in the grandstand on Friday night. And we had a group reach out to us and wanted to do this. And it's honestly a pretty low cost for us show. Yeah. And so we said, you know what? Let's just make it free. Let's just get, you know, say, hey, you know what?
Free in the grandstand.
So literally, yeah, the grandstand is free. Mutton busting is free. The concert is free. Friday at the fair, think free. I mean, there is very little on Friday you're going to have to pay for. So it's definitely the day to come out if you can, for sure. That ventriloquist is going to be doing some shows as well. And of course, there's all the 4-H and FFA shows going on. Yeah. One other thing I'll point out that always goes on every day of the fair is that commercial exhibits building.
Yeah.
We have tons of vendors. We're actually completely full this year for vendors. And we have outside vendors as well. A lot of different and unique crafters and, you know, people who handmade items. So definitely come on out. And those hours are also listed on our fair schedule. So make sure you check that out.
They do challenge. It's a challenge. They like to get into the air conditioned, that commercial exhibit building.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about your food vendors before we run out of time, because people want to know, what kind of fair food are we going to be having out there besides Scott's?
Oh, yeah. We have tons of fair food this year. We might have it's going to be close to a record number of food vendors. So, yep, the carnival, of course, is going to be providing all your typical fair foods with the corn dogs, the funnel cakes, the cotton candy, all that. And then in the 4-H food stand as well, which is air conditioning and a great place to just stop, grab something to eat, and sit down and cool off during the fair. And then we're bringing in a ton of outside food vendors as well. We have everything from, you know, homemade ice cream, from Sweet Treats to we have
Sweet Treats just did the Midland membership thing. They had such a long line.
I saw that, and I was, because I had a thing to go to it, and then I forgot about it, and then I realized that I missed it, and that I missed Sweet Treats, and I was like, seriously? I mean, they're my favorite. absolute favorite. I mean, they have such great flavors and such great stuff. You know, other food vendors that we have going on, Off the Griddle, that's new. They've got a lot of, you know, fresh griddle-made sandwiches. Cup of Joy, which is a great coffee shop coming this year with different coffee drinks. We've got different Asian food, Thai food. We have a Hawaiian food vendor coming. That'll be interesting. Smoking Big Dog's Barbecue is coming back. Yep. Yeah. So there's a lot of great food.
There's some
food
of the
options.
Regulars are going to be back, and then some new ones too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Boba tea. Do I know what that is? I'm not sure, but I know everyone younger than me knows what that is, and they go crazy for it. So
they like it.
Yes, absolutely.
Farm Bureau always does special things for you as well. And we're going to have a little free watermelon. I know they also have some free sweet corn that'll be going on too.
Yes.
You got to pick the right day, folks. Saturday for the watermelon.
Yep. And Sunday for the sweet corn. On Saturday, Farm Bureau also has their cookout contest, so make sure to, if you get there at just the right time, you can get some great free samples.
Sampling.
Yes. Yeah. So definitely check that out. You know, Saturday, we're also having a Cancer Warrior truck and car show going to be out there. And then Bacon Buddies is great. It's where kids with special needs get a chance to show a pig.
Sure.
So that's a really cool thing to check out. And also Safety Saturday. Bring your kids out from 4 to 6 for a chance to check out those safety vehicles up close and personal.
Who's the juggler with the yellow shoes?
His name is Dan Kirk, and he...
He's just going to be around there, it looks like.
Yes.
Just having a good time.
He's a strolling act. He does juggling. He does comedy. He does balloon animals. He has been all over the country doing different shows. And so we're excited to have him, too, because he's just a ton of fun. I see him every year at Fair Convention, and every year I say, I want to book that guy. And finally, this year was the year I got him. So.
For the 100th year celebration. Good.
Yes.
Centennial celebration. All right. Some of the highlights, folks, free parking. So let's hit on the parking.
Yes.
We encourage people not to park along the roadway.
Yes. And keep in mind, so our free parking lot is the gate on the west side of the main gate. So before you get to the main gate, before you pass the carnival, we got some new signage. So hopefully you'll be able to see that. But if you enter right there, it's basically south of the grandstand is what it is. Mm-hmm. There's a big grass parking lot there, and that's free parking. Otherwise, if you go past the main gate of the fairgrounds and you go one block east, and then take Champa Street north a block, you're basically where that soccer field is, where if you've had any kids that play soccer, if you know where our mud volleyball pits are, just kind of on that corner of the campgrounds area, that giant city block is free parking. We really encourage people to go over there. And honestly, I mean, it's you walk a block to get on the fairgrounds, but you don't really... It's not that far of a walk, and you walk right past the horse arena.
You go right into everything.
And then you get to see everything. So keep that in mind. We've got some new signage this year to hopefully direct people to that free parking. But keep that in mind and try to utilize that as much as possible for your guys' safety.
And once again, let's get back to very quickly. I wanted to remind them, Centennial Ticket Package, deadline to be able to get that. Again, for early pre-sale, if you will, for the fair. You definitely want to make sure that you get that. Before next Wednesday. Let's just say by next Wednesday.
By next Wednesday. Yep, that's when next Wednesday is the last day for any of our advanced discount prices. So make sure you grab those, the Centennial Pack, the individual carnival wristbands, or just individual grandstand show tickets. Those are all at a discount price right now. So hop over, grab those from our website, or stop at the office to get them. Otherwise, everything goes up to normal price starting on Thursday, the day the fair opens.
So many people are familiar with being able to get them online and get the on their phones and be able to get in that way. And you guys do that. So keeping up with technology.
Absolutely. Keep in mind, you know, people think, oh, well, I could buy that ticket online, but I don't have a printer at home to print the ticket out. You don't need it. When you purchase a ticket online, it will send that ticket directly to your email. And as long as you have a smartphone, you just pull that email up and we will scan that ticket directly from your phone. So you don't have to worry about losing a piece of paper. As long as you don't lose your phone, you are good to go.
Good to go. Got to ask you one other thing, too, because I know over the last couple of years you've had some interns come and help you out. Have you got some this year?
Yes, we do. I have two awesome interns. Oh, and it's so funny. So one of the big projects they've been working on this year is a history display for our 100-year celebration. And we were just almost in tears laughing last week looking at some of the old pictures that we're going to display. And the girls were just in awe at some of the stuff that happened, you know, so long ago, like in the 90s. I'm going, oh, gosh.
In the 90s.
But we have history and pictures going all the way back to 1923 when we first started here. So we're excited to have that display for you guys to check out in the community building as well.
Come on out. It's a centennial celebration, the Boone County Fair, July 20th through the 23rd. Information available online. Go to the website, Facebook page. You guys, you got tons of information available through Facebook as well.
Yes, absolutely. So remember, the website is BooneCountyFairIA.com. And then website, Boone County Fairgrounds. Check us out there. If you don't like us on Facebook, make sure you do. Give us a like and a follow, because you'll get daily updates on stuff going on and reminders. So make sure you like us there.
Thanks for joining us, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks.